world is room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Not very happy today. I'm so sick of our collective trance, the zombie state that we are in. I'm just so tired of watching us all be infected and dying and given disease, and it's just really peeving me. Again, we are at war, folks. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Still reading from the map of the second genome genetic code, the epigenome is unveiled from Scientific American just recently in February 18th of 2015. Oh, thank goodness we got to the future is here. Technocracy is winning. One of the resulting studies show, for instance, that brain cells from people who died with Alzheimer's disease had epigenetic changes in DNA involved in the immune response. You hear that, folks? Alzheimer's disease had epigenetic changes in DNA involved in the... That means the switches were messed with. That's what prions do. That's what these things do. Alzheimer's has never been seen as an immune system disorder. So the discovery opens up another possible avenue to understand and treat it. Well, you know what? That's going to mean... Everything else is going to have to be looked at then. Other researchers found that because the epigenetic signature of different kinds of cells is unique, they could predict that with nearly 90% accuracy where metastatic cancer originated, something that is unknown in 2% to 5% of patients. Think about that, folks. The epigenetic signature can be read in different types of cells. It's a unique signature, and it allows them to predict accurately where certain cancers originate. Yes, they're going to spray their own children because they can turn whatever effects it has on them off. They always have an off switch. They always have an out. This is military warfare. This is the military biological weapons program, folks, and it has spread throughout all of this technocracy. I like that word now. That is the federal government, all the agencies, the ones that are protecting you, folks. As a result, epigenetic information might offer life-saving clues for oncologists trying to determine treatment. And co-senior author Shamil Sunyev, a research geneticist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. There is much more to come. Oh, that's a disturbing way to end this particular article. There is much more to come. Instead of the epigenome map being the end, says Kellis, I very much see it be as beginning a decade of epigenomics. The new world order is much differently than you think. Let me read this again, folks, in case you didn't hear this, all right? This is from the Saving Switch, Nature and Medicine magazine here. The epigenome consists of a system of chemical tags that attach to our DNA. Chemical tags that attach to our DNA and its associated molecules, switching genes on and off. But the system is not without glitches, and scientists think that the misplacement of these tags can cause disease. Well, what about the purposeful misplacement of those tags? What about putting them all over the idea has led to new drugs that aim to correct gene activity and obliterate disease by altering the proteins around which DNA winds. Now, there should be no question left whatsoever why they are doing it. There is no fallacy that can no any longer be used that, oh, they wouldn't do that because they'd be affecting themselves. You cannot use that fallacy anymore. I make that rule. That is the new rule. No more fallacy, folks. No more thinking, oh, they're not going to do that to themselves. That is not how this works. Not when you have become God. When you are playing God and you know how to absolutely manipulate the entirety of the human body, and it's getting more and more advanced with every day. There are all kinds of things that you will find, again, by typing in reversing epigenome switch in vitro, or just the switch. It's all over the place. How about this one? The scientist, exploring life, inspiring innovation. Oh, gee, the scientist. Gosh, that's not a technocratic magazine. It can't be. New culprit for Parkinson's. Scientists use human stem cells to show that nuclear defects may play a role in Parkinson's disease and suggest a way to reverse the problem. Well, gosh, how could you possibly reverse the problem? Bet you anything it's the epigenome. There's a new suspect in the search for the causes of Parkinson's disease, deformities in the nuclear membrane of the neural stem cell. Scientists observe the same defects caused by a single gene mutation. Oh, gosh, what a surprise. In brain tissue samples from deceased Parkinson's patients, suggesting that nuclear deterioration and the mutation that drives it could play a role in the pathology of the disease. Oh, gee. Hey, you shouldn't be shocked by this. They can stop Parkinson's if they want. The study published today, which was in 2012, in Nature, also shows that correcting the mutation reverses this phenotype, pointing to new ways to treat this cause of neurodegeneration. Folks, I don't know what to tell you, man, except to say, again and again and again, we are at war. We are at war with a bloodline of technocrats. We are at war with they are at war with our standard of everything, which is quote-unquote capitalism. We are at war. We are at war on every possible front. I just unbelievable. It really is. I don't even know where to go from here, except to continue. How about a new science that should really scare the hell out of you? You remember the movie, if you haven't seen the movie Gattaca? Gattaca was literally about the before you're born, when your mother's pregnant, you are designed. Your genome is changed, and you express the traits that they want you to express. And if, just like taking the mark of the beast, if you don't do it, then you can have no success. Your application to get a job, if I remember correctly in the movie, was to give a biometric a scan or a piece of your DNA so that it can be examined to make sure that you are genetically altered. That's what the movie was about. So you didn't even need an application. All you had to do was have a prick on your thumb or something like that. I can't remember. And that was your application. Huh. Yeah, oh, well, we'll hire you. Your genes are in good order. Oh, you come from good stock. Your mother allowed government to mess with you. Yeah, I mean, that's what it was about. Well, what is behavioral epigenetics? Yeah, this is a new science revolving around what we've been talking about. Behavioral epigenetics is the field of study examining the role of epigenetics in shaping animal, including human... Let me say that again. Behavioral epigenetics is the field of study examining the role of epigenetics in shaping animal, including human, behavior. It is an experimental science that seeks to explain how nurture shapes nature, where nature refers to biological heredity, and nurture refers to virtually everything that occurs during the lifespan. And that means social experience, diet and nutrition, and exposure to toxins. Behavioral epigenetics attempts to provide a framework for understanding how the expression of genes is influenced by experiences and the environment to produce individual differences in behavior, cognition, personality, and mental health. Epigenetic gene regulation involves changes other than to the sequence of DNA and includes changes to histones, which are proteins around which DNA is wrapped, and DNA methylation. These epigenetic changes can influence the growth of neurons in the developing brain, as well as modify activity of the neurons in the adult brain. Modify your brain's neurons to affect behavior, cognition, and personality, and mental health, and everything else. That's what's being sprayed. Together, these epigenetic changes on neuron structure and function can have a marked influence on an organism's behavior. Perhaps that's why you don't care that we're at war. Perhaps you've already been altered to the point where you're not going to do anything about it. God forbid you should take this technocracy over and force them to undo what they've done. Oh no, that would be treason. That would go against the whole purpose of the biological weapons program. Folks, I don't know. The sad thing for me is that there's nowhere I can go to escape this. And that should be a very pivotal point, because this is happening all across the world in every country. Here's a good article. It's titled... oh, and this is from Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society from Biological Sciences. Epigenetic reprogramming in the germ line. Remember, what was biological weapons? That is germs as weapons. That was what it was defined as. Epigenetic reprogramming in the germline towards the ground state of the epigenome. Reprogramming the epigenome to its ground state. That was sort of like the study I was talking about that my friend was in, and then it just disappeared. This is by Petra Hedgekova, August 2011. Epigenetic reprogramming in the germline provides a developmental model to study the erasure of epigenetic memory as it occurs naturally in vivo in the course of normal embryonic development. How do they get you? Let's say I have a kid. Well, they probably don't want my epigenetic memory to pass on to my kid so they can prevent it before birth. See, that occurs naturally, and you see what I'm saying? That they can alter what you're going to be, your natural development as a man. You are going to, you're not going to be allowed. They're just going to switch a few switches. That's all it takes, folks. Just a few switches, and you're going to be a completely different person. Our data show that germline reprogramming comprises both active DNA demethylation, and extensive chromatin remodeling that are mechanistically linked through the activation of the base excision DNA repair pathway. Oh, did you know that your DNA had a repair pathway involved in the DNA demethylation process? It's just switches, folks. The observed molecular hallmarks of germline reprogramming exhibit intriguing similarities to other dead differentiation or regeneration systems pointing towards the existence of unifying molecular pathways underlying cell fate reversal. Cell fate reversal. Do you believe in fate, folks? Well, for those who do, guess what? They've now figured out how to alter fate. How to alter your future expression. If they don't want you to be smart enough to know something, if they want to turn you into a delta or a gamma, or if they want to turn you into an alpha, if they want to ensure their bloodline remains the alphas, guess what? They have cell fate reversal or continuance. Elucidation of molecular processes involved in the result in the resetting of epigenetic information in vivo will thus add to our ability to manipulate cell fate and to restore pluripotency in vitro settings. This is a whole paper you can find. Epigenetic reprogramming in the germline towards the ground state of the epigenome. That's from London, by the way. Now, I could read the whole report. It's fascinating. I mean, it's like all this stuff. And all this stuff comes up simply by that search term we talked about earlier. Oh, boy. We're in crazy land, folks. And we are at war. Here's a study from PubMed.com, another one that came up. The roles of the reprogramming factors of, well, I won't say the numbers, but in resetting the somatic cell epigenome during induced pluripotent stem cell regeneration. Imagine controlling stem cells, folks. Imagine you want to know what stem cell research was all about. You want to know why they tried to say, oh, it's perfectly okay to take stem cells, the abortion thing, all that. You want to know what abortion was all about? The institutionalization of abortion to use those aborted fetal tissues? You want to know what that was all about? This is it. Stem cells. Resetting the somatic cell epigenome during induced pluripotent stem cell generation. What if you could say, hey, here's a bunch of stem cells. I'm going to simply switch on the functionality or switch off the functionality that's going to make it grow into a heart, and I'm instead going to switch it and make it grow into a lung. Or maybe an alien, maybe a mutant, maybe a perfect super soldier that has no empathy for anything. Maybe I want to create a psychopathic thing. I don't know. The point is here, folks, the chimeras that are possible are unlimited. This is playing God. You have to understand, this is all designed to go against everything that creation is. Whatever your idea of creation and God is, don't care. Don't care. Whatever your idea of what the natural order is, don't care. This has to be looked at as the destruction of that. You can look at it as nothing else. Somatic cell reprogramming to induced pluripotent stem cells by defined factors is a form of engineered reverse development. Folks, they're reverse engineering you and your children. You get that? And when it comes to stem cells, then they can create what they want. A form of engineered reverse development carried out in vitro. That's in the body. Recent investigation has begun to elucidate the molecular mechanisms whereby these factors function to reset the epigenome. Now, they're going to sell this to you, folks. They're going to sell this to you as the new wonderful, they're not going to say transhuman, they're not, but they're going to sell it to you as the miracle of science, not necessarily of medicine. This surpasses medicine, folks. This is not medicine. This has nothing to do with medicine. This is pure and utter destruction. of anything healthy and natural. This is pure scientific dictatorship over your body, over your expressions, over how you think and feel, over whether or not you give a crap about anything I'm saying today, over whether or not your children are going to be subject to this, over whether or not they're going to inject your children to affect future children. This affects how you perceive, how you contemplate, how you care, how you love, how you perceive God. All of these things have to do with this, folks. This is not medicine. Medicine is, I mean, at this point, it's pretty much dead. Unless you go to a natural path, medicine is dead. This is all pure and utter science, which is no longer a nice word, because it's the institution of science, not real science. This is like Satan with a test tube. I mean, this is horrible. We're at war. I don't know how to say it. Epigenomics from the Advances in Nutrition, an international review journal. Epigenetics, a new bridge between nutrition and health. From the abstract, nutrients can reverse or change epigenetic phenomena such as DNA methylation and histone modifications, which we just talked about, thereby modifying the expression of critical genes associated with physiologic and pathologic processes, including embryonic development. There it is, folks. Including embryonic development, aging. We talked about aging before, and carcinogenesis, which is cancer. The formation of cancer cells. It appears that nutrients and bioactive food components can influence epigenetic phenomena either by directly inhibiting enzymes that catalyze DNA methylation or histone modifications, or by altering the availability of substrates necessary for those enzymatic reactions. Folks, go read. Go to the store right now. Well, wait till the show's over. Go to the store and start reading, or go to your cupboard and start reading the ingredients in these foodstuffs, these doofs. What do you think those ingredients are designed to do? Let me read it again. Nutrients can reverse or change epigenetic phenomena such as DNA methylation and histone modifications, thereby modifying the expression of critical genes associated with physiologic and pathologic processes, including embryonic development, your baby, aging, and carcinogenesis, the creation of cancer. Are you getting this, folks? Our food supply is war. You've heard this before, but you've heard the dumbed-down version. You've heard the stupid version that gets put out there by Jones over at InfoWars. This is the real stuff, folks. This is the reality of all of that conspiracy theory. This is it. It's all out there, all available for you to find. In this regard, nutritional epigenetics has been viewed as an attractive tool to prevent pediatric developmental diseases and cancer, as well as to delay aging-associated processes. That's how they're going to sell it. Oh, we're going to prevent pediatric developmental diseases because we're going to alter your child before he even comes out of the womb, just like in the movie Gattaca. In recent years, epigenetics has become an emerging issue in a broad range of diseases such as type 2 diabetes, mellitus, obesity, inflammation, and neurocognitive disorders. Although the possibility of developing a treatment We're discovering preventative measures of these diseases. Exciting. Current knowledge in nutritional epigenetics is limited, and further studies are needed to expand the available resources and better understand the use of nutrients or bioactive food components for maintaining our health and preventing diseases through modifiable epigenetic mechanisms. They're talking about, they're talking about supplements here, folks. They're destroying your body's ability to fight disease, and they're going to provide you with foodstuffs like you see that you have to buy, of course. You can't get them in nature, and your body is no longer available to accept nature. Your body's no longer able to take the nutrition it needs from fruits and vegetables and meats and butter and the sacred foods. It's no longer able to utilize that. Guess why? Because the little switch is turned off. You can no longer do anything. You see, this is the crazy part. And we are funding this, folks. We are funding this. We are funding the war against us. We are at war. We are funding it. It is against us. And they're selling it to us as if it's the future of medicine. And it's purely and utterly scientific dictatorship. How do you rule a people? You rule disease. You rule the expression of disease. Epigenetics can be defined as somatically heritable states of gene expression resulting from changes in chromation structure without alterations in the DNA sequence, including DNA methylation, histone modifications, and chromatin remodeling. Okay, why is it telling you this? Because your baby can be made into someone else. It is not going to have your cell memory. The cell memory will be there, but the switches that induce it will be switched off. They can create anything they want out of your baby just with a few injections. Are you getting this? They can fundamentally alter the expression of personality, of cognition, and everything else of your children just because they're out on the playground and they're under a chemtrail. I don't usually use the word chemtrail, but that's what it is. It's a trail of chemicals, viruses, nanotechnology. Epigenetics can provide a new framework for the search for etiological factors in environment-associated diseases, as well as the embryonic development and aging, which are also known to be affected by many our environmental factors. Oh, man. Again, what can I say? How do I say this without sounding all religiosity and stuff? We are in those end times that we keep hearing about. It's just the end times are not what you think they are. They are quite different, in fact, of what you think they are, because they have to do with this. And that's why I'm excited to have my guest on Monday and Tuesday. You sure and join in, because he found in the Bible that all those words have to do with DNA, the arc of DNA, the Adam's rib was ribonucleic acid. Very important, I think, to top this off. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
I don't know. One more little tidbit here. This is from the Division of Immunobiology from the Washington University in St. Louis School of Medicine, from Eugene Oltz, PhD. Division of Laboratory and Genomic Medicine, Professor of Pathology and Immunology. Looks like a fine, upstanding guy, probably infected with archonic parasitic infection, if you ask me, but hey, you know, whatever. What else could be causing people to do this? Research: epigenetic control of lymphocyte gene expression in health and disease. As we move into the post-genomic era, which refers to the notion that we thought they thought that if they exposed the genome, everything would be clear, and then they figured out the epigenome was there, the switches that caused the genome to act in a certain way. So they call it now the post-genomic era, because they've mapped out the damn epigenome. We are grappling with the realization that many diseases do not originate from lesions or inherited differences in our genomes. For example, genetically identical twins often exhibit distant appearances or disease susceptibilities as they age. that's because of the epigenome. Instead of having a purely genetic basis, numerous diseases are rooted in the chemical tags placed on DNA or on the proteins that package our genome. Patterns of these epigenetic modifications, collectively called the epigenome, control the initial phases of gene activation or repression to guide nearly all biological processes, including stem cell differentiation, very important, mammalian development, including humans, and aging. The Olds lab studies changes in the epigenome that guide processes critical for lymphocyte development and the diversification of antigen receptor genes. In addition, we are investing a considerable effort in the discovery of recurring aberrations in the epigenome of lymphoid tumors, with the ultimate goal of reversing their abnormal signatures via targeted therapies. The focus of the later project is non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a common form of cancer that is prevalent in older adults. Treatment of NHL would benefit greatly from the advent of early diagnosis and new therapeutics. The emerging field of epigenomics is expected to provide such opportunities for most diseases, including non-Hodgkin and lymphoma. In contrast to the immutability of disease-causing genetic lesions, epigenetic modifications are reversible. Okay, think about that, folks. Let's say you do. Let's say you go in and you get your cancer reversed. What if you don't pay your doctor bill? What if you don't pay your debt? Well, you ever heard of repossession? Well, think of it in epigenomic terms. You ever seen the Repo Man movie? Think of it as in epigenetic terms. Well, look, we reversed your cancer, and you haven't paid the $1 million that we're charging you. Your insurance is not paying at all. You owe us still $200,000. So either sell your house, or we're going to reverse what we did. You see, these are the things I don't think we really think about. That is the commerce of the future. Epigenetic modifications are reversible. They can reverse what they do, offering the possibility of new therapeutic modalities. We suspect that the epigenome of NHL tumors from different patients will harbor common signatures that can be caused as reporters for the disease and provides insights into mechanisms of gene regulation that drive the disease. To identify these tumor-specific signatures in the epigenome, we have initiated multidisciplinary collaborations between basic and clinical scientists that will compare the epigenomes of primary NHL tumors and matched. See, this has nothing to do with medicine, folks. Scientists. It's all science. It's all technocracy. Richard in Washington. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, first of all, do you want a little information from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars to just
Absolutely. Explain
in exact? Okay. These manuals, and they're talking about military manuals that were released to our military, these manuals have been designed to outline the procedures for the takeover of the American people through the control of the economy in what is known as social engineering. Social engineering is a type of biological warfare that has been continuously implemented upon the American public since 1954 for the sole purpose of conditioning and maintaining voluntary consent, which is exactly what you point out when you refer to these movies. They tell you what they're going to do, and you voluntarily consent because you know what's going to happen by way of these movies, and you're giving your permission to allow it to happen. The next paragraph is, social engineering is a type of silent weapon which disturbs the natural reasoning of the human brain. penetrating its senses to the level that a person can no longer rationally reason or comprehend basic logical conclusions. This assault is performed by a researched scientific technique called shock testing. It is patently impossible to discuss social engineering or automation of society, i.e., the engineering of social automation systems, silent weapons, on the national or worldwide scale. This manual, and this you'll like this, this manual is in itself an analog declaration of intent. Such a writing must be secured from public scrutiny. Otherwise, it might be recognized as a technically formal declaration of domestic war.
I love you, Richard.
As I said before, a great guest for you, if you can get her, would be, and I assume she's easily available, would be Deborah Tavares. And though I had no way criticize your end, because your end is right on, because of my background, I do criticize kind of your means to get there. What they've done and what I've tried to do on your show is tell you how you can control your food intake to countermand exactly what they're trying to do to you, because what they first started to do was change your intake, as we pointed out, into the sympathetic carbohydrate-based system, and that disrupts it. But what they found with all the epigenetics, etc., and there's both good scientific people and bad scientifically controlled people, what they found is this isn't enough control for them. It can easily be overcome. So they've gone to essentially the microtowers and the EMF kind of input as a secondary backup to get this kind of control. Because, and that's what I try to point out, if you actually take some concern over what you're putting into your body, you can countermand, as you pointed out with the epigenetics, what they're trying to do to your body. And they found this is so slow, and our body has so many reoccurring mechanisms to safeguard itself that it's pretty much ineffective to anybody that knows kind of what to eat and how to protect their body. And that's why I recommend Hans Selay. Essentially, it's all a matter of stress. It's not one thing that causes the problem. It's the amount of the stress load that continues to mount up in your system. And if you keep reducing your stress loads, the programs don't really work because your body has so many.
Let me ask you this. I mean, if you've got nanotechnology in your body, which is literally machines, and I was reading earlier where they have perfected the motor for nanotechnology that can actually break the blood-brain barrier, how in the hell is a nutritional diet or any type of enzyme or anything else gonna if it's made of titanium, for instance, how is nutrition going to affect a robot?
Well, that's exactly what I try to call about the kind of the means of the way they're implementing this. If that gets into your system, you're right. There's no control. But essentially, your body has overlapping immunological phagocytes, etc.
Sure.
To essentially gobble these up and eliminate them before they can get and do their harm. And that's kind of what you have to work as an individual, is you have to keep your body's immunological system, which they're constantly trying to break down and make it totally non-functional. If you keep that maintained, you have some preventative possibility from getting that into the system. And that's where the war is. You want to prevent that from being allowed into your system. Like I said, there's oral tolerization. Essentially, if they inject it right into your blood, you bypass most of the barriers that oral tolerization gives you the protection of. And that's why I kind of really, really point out to the fact that food is your best defense, and you've got to really understand what you're putting into your body, because that's the only way you can keep this stuff that they keep putting into your body from doing its dastardly
work.
Well,
I'll tell you what, and maybe you'll agree with me, basically everything they tell you not to eat is probably what you should be eating.
Exactly right. That's my point. And if you understand that you are primarily a digestive person, and you are primarily looking for good quality fats and proteins, and you are not a fermentation person, and you're not looking for carbohydrates, no matter how organic they are, that puts you in sympathetic and actually allows their programs to take place, then you can kind of initiate a shield to prevent this nanotechnology and this virus, mold, funguses, other input into your system from having any way to essentially get in there and do its dastardly deeds.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I've never disagreed with your premise. I am just concerned that what we're talking about is specifically designed to bypass that whole, you know, concept. And it certainly can't be denied that that's exactly what the Epigenome Project is designed to do, unfortunately. So while I agree with you, I still have to look at this and say there is no escaping this. And certainly, you're not going to win a war that is, as you read from Silent Weapons and War, simply by eating the correct foods. The war is upon us. It is being infiltrated. I mean, we are being infiltrated in so many different ways. And while I agree that the food that you eat is a big, 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 big important part of this, this is something beyond the traditional notions of nutrition. This is literally biological warfare that cannot be necessarily defeated unless people actually defeat it physically and not just holding up a sign or, you know, eating a salad or a piece of meat that's organic. I guess I'm comparing what you're saying, which is perfectly legitimate, don't get me wrong, to writing your congressman or signing a petition. It's not going to change the fact that we are completely being bombed with biological weapons.
Well, I totally agree. Like I said, I don't disagree with your end reasoning whatsoever. But like I said, to be strong enough to fight the fight,
right,
as it said, natural reasoning of the human brain is being eliminated. The only way you can maintain the integrity of your organic being is by maintaining it at the best possible level that you can. That's the way you fight the fight as I see it. I've eliminated the things that I can't do and just focused on the things that I can do. I want to be quote unquote last man standing, if you use that analogy, of being fighting the fight. Because
right,
if they've mowed you down and there's nobody left, everybody's given voluntary consent, the only way that quote unquote you can escape the system as they construct it is to be the one of the last men standing. And as I gave the board operator your number, I think I have an offer for you that you may not be able to refuse. So like you did before, get a hold of me off the air and we'll talk about these other things. I wait for your Monday and Tuesday programs. So that'll be great. Anyway, other callers.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Good info. And yeah, if people haven't read Silent Weapons, Quiet, whatever it is, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars or whatever it is, fascinating document. Of course, everybody tries to debunk it, kind of like the Protocols of Zion. But yeah, incredible information. And what he just read is right on. Let's go to Caesar. Caesar in New York. Welcome.
Good evening, Clint. How are you today?
Good, good. Well, I mean, as good as I can be with the declaration of war.
Well, Clint, I gotta say is that every day, you know, your show is better and better, and you're a home run on the air. Unlike the gentleman who you may name, which I won't give him the privilege of even mentioning his name out there in Texas, the Jesuit coadjutor. Who is nothing but an agent of disinformation and fear porn. But you hit the nail on the head, Clint. I mean, basically, I guess cancer is not a disease. It's a nutritional deficiency of the autonomic nervous system. The body does not have the proper molecular lumbar, and it breaks down into a domino effect. I'm not as educated as well-versed as you guys are on the scientific part of it because I'm not a guy who's a scientific. You follow?
Sure.
I'm, when it comes to these things, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty illiterate. I'm just all I know is from what I know as a serviceman and being an officer, and that's basically it. I was never an order taker or a yes man, and I guess that's why I never made it further than what I did. And, you know, you break it down, everything you and your listeners, they're detailed and to the point. I mean, it's all real. It's all there. You have to research it. And these politicians that we think represent us, but they don't because they take an oath. They sold us out, and they are pushing for all this crazy science or this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde science.
At the minimum, they're complicit. At the maximum, they are funding all of these efforts, and they're doing it on behalf of us.
Clint, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. We're going to break real quick.
All right. I hope you don't get insulted what I'm going to ask you. Let me ask you something. Don't you think these politicians, when this world government comes in, that they're not going to take their heads off on the guillotine because they betrayed their own people?
I don't, actually, because what I've realized lately, and I would have been right there with you, is that they are doing their jobs. They are they are a dictatorship. They're not in treason to the Constitution because of what we've talked about with agency and international law. They're doing exactly what they should be doing as completely corrupted individuals. But anyway, thanks, man. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
He's a rebel and a runner.
All right, folks, welcome back. A problem with my poisons, absolutely. Chris in Colorado, welcome.
Hey, Clint.
Greetings, program.
Yeah. Gosh, I just love that song. I can't stop repeating myself about that, but
I know.
I have to agree with you. in that.
I won't let you do any other thing.
Well, even if I didn't, if I disagree with you, I would tell you that as well. But I don't disagree with you on this point. And that is, I also believe the reason why no one's doing anything about anything is because we are being chemically treated to the point where we aren't able to do anything.
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
Well, this is my contention, is that I've always argued the fact that, okay, if we really want to get something done, if there's some hope to what we're doing, let's see if we can stop the chemtrailing first. Just that one thing. If we stop the chemtrailing, then let's start talking business. But as long as I see streaks in the sky and it's not being stopped, then I have very little hope in what's going on, because those streaks in the sky are multifaceted in what they accomplish. Do you get my drift? And I think you do.
Sure thing. And, you know, really what sparked this today, this whole conversation, is that someone contacted me about an old article I wrote, and it was called "The Only Way We Can Stop Geoengineering," and I was saying, hey, it's very simple, we just withdraw our consent. But you see, what I didn't realize back then when I was writing that was my big mistake, which was that we are not the people, so we don't have the right of redress. We don't have the right to complain. So our consent is granted just by the notion of citizenship. That's what I realize now. We are a victim of our own ignorance, of our own legal structure, and that is probably the most disturbing thing at all. So if we don't have the right, this is why I say calling your congressman or sending a letter, it's not going to do anything, because we don't have that right. We can't go into a court and invoke the Constitution, for God's sakes. How the hell are we going to prevent the military, which can kill us and call us a terrorist or an insurgent or anything else, how are we going to prevent anything? We can't, because we're not the people. And that is probably one of the worst fallacy killers I've ever obtained. It destroyed my whole premise, honestly, because we are consenting. Consent is practically just it's there. It's the compact. It's the agency. That is the consent. And that's the most frightening part of all. And then when you read the biological weapons program, for God's sake, it tells you they can do anything they want to you because you're an agency. So, you know, I agree. If we can stop that, we can do anything. But can we?
that's the whole thing that I've been contending. I've called other hosts on RBN, and I've said the same thing. Show me if there's that one day that we stop the chemtrails, then I'll see a glimmer.
Right, and I agree with you, man. And this is why I say, remember, this is a scientific thing. This is a technocracy that we're fighting, and that's why I'm saying we are at war. Now I realize what we're at war with, thanks to my guest Patrick Wood on Friday. I now understand what we're at war with. We're at war with transhumanism, with technocracy. That's what chemtrails are. That's what geoengineering is. They're geoengineering us. For God's sake, we're at war, folks. I'll see you tomorrow with Daniel. Thanks, Chris.
With financial uncertainty.